Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima IMED, and this is my podcast. Yes, I really miss this space. Okay, so it has been one hell of crazy these past few weeks, and I know you're wondering why I went MIA. So let's talk about it. After the human trafficking conference and outreach, school started fully and everyone got really busy. I decided that I wasn't going to live the cliche medical student life, so I started going to the gym every weekend with my friends. I met awesome people and I started learning judo and kickboxing. Violence for the culture. Just last week, I did taekwondo sparring with someone, and let's just say, my body tore me from Monday to Wednesday. Okay, first things first. I attended a virtual Nigeria Health Student Summit and it was really great. The theme was multidisciplinary approach towards tackling the post-COVID pandemic. The summit had to do with every student under the medical umbrella, from anatomy, physiology, pharmacy, veterinary medicine, nursing, medical and dental students. My favorite part of the summit was the breakout sessions. After the summit, there was bidding for hosting rights for MSAs that were interested in hosting the Health Student Summit for next year. Meanwhile, while making new networks, we informed our new friends that we're interested in hosting the summit for 2022. And we already tried to convince as many people as we could to vote for us. Time for bidding came and our MSA's vice president talked briefly about the plans we have, if given the hosting rights, and he was very convincing. Voting was immediately after this and we won hosting rights. So yes, Ahmed Bello University Medical Student Association will be hosting students from various medical schools across the country next year for the third Nigeria Health Student Summit. I got certificate of participation from organizers of events and also a certificate of achievement from my MSA for winning the hosting rights. And I am part of the organizing committee that will plan the Health Student Summit. Secondly, law students were having their week and there was an event where medical students were invited. It was like a plenary session and we were ably represented by the Vice President and the Secretary General of our MSA. Now, if you must know, there is this beef between doctors and lawyers. It's like lawyers are always trying to sue doctors, always attacking doctors. And we saw it on full display that day. The topic was the root causes of medical negligence from the legal and medical perspective. Some of the key points I noted was that about 60% of medical practitioners leave the country in the first 5 years after graduation. Now that is not even a surprise given the massive brain drain the country has been facing. We saw Saudi Arabia coming all the way here to hire our doctors and even consultants. Secondly, in Nigeria, the doctor to patient ratio is 1 to 6,000. Now that is mind blowing. It literally means that if a doctor is supposed to see one patient in 1 hour, he ends up seeing 9 patients. Another crazy fact is that Nigeria needs about 1.8 million pints of blood annually, but we get only about 500,000. Now that is not even up to half of what is needed, so let's just say this is a call for us to donate blood more. Also, the Abuja Declaration of African Leaders in 2001 proposed that African countries should make medical and healthcare sector take about 15% of the nation's annual budgets. Now since then, the highest Nigeria has gone is 4,000. 4%! 4%, please! In the beginning of the session, it was almost like two major professions were fighting each other for relevance without realizing that they're both relevant in their respective fields. But towards the end, they both came to a consensus and realized that they both had roles to play in their respective fields to prevent medical negligence. So the issue of negligence from the legal and medical perspectives were addressed. I made friends with students from the Faculty of Law, so as he did like this, if you find my trouble, I could just call lawyers on top of your matter. Okay, on to the next major event. So I am the secretary to the liaison officer for my MSA to the Standing Committee on Reproductive Rights, including HIV and AIDS, SCORA, and we planned a menstruation outreach. We solicited for funds from the public. My friends and I also did hostel campaign and we were able to get a lot of sanitary pads, soaps, detergent and stuff. Someone even gave us a new pants as part of her donation. We designed a pamphlet that contained information about menstruation, menstrual hygiene, how to track periods, myths and facts about menstruation and menstrual symptoms. We also made a menstrual kit that was donated to the school. This kit is to be kept at the school's clinic and to help support the girls and female teachers during their periods at school. So during the educational talk with them, I spoke about the myths and facts about menstruation. One myth is thinking that period and menstrual cycle are the same. Period or menstruation is the time where you have your menstrual flow, that 2 to 7 days where you bleed, while menstrual cycle is the time from the beginning of one period to another. It's like the 22 to 36 days in between your period. Another very interesting one is assuming that only women get periods. We live in strange times now where people do sex reassignment surgeries, males get injected with estrogen and all that. So yes, now males can also get periods. After the talk with the girls, we had a Q&A session with them, and man, those girls are really bright. Like, they asked very intelligent questions. Everyone that asked a question or answered one got a prize. We also donated a pack of pads to each girl, and they were really happy. Needless to say, I smiled so much that day that I ended up having headache. So since we got so much pads from the hostel campaign, we decided to make 2 menstrual kits, and the week after, my classmates and I went to another secondary school to donate the last kit. It was another fun experience, especially the reception we got from the principal and how we were appreciated. It felt fulfilling to know that in ways, no matter how little, we are making impacts. We also had a webinar on period poverty, and I think that's it about the menstruation outreach. Okay, let's go back a little. In June, I got an opportunity to participate in an essay competition, the Queen's Commonwealth Essay Competition, and there were 2 categories, the junior and the senior category. Each category had about 4 different topics that participants could choose from. The topic I chose was, imagine you're the head of a Commonwealth nation heavily affected by the COVID-19, and you're giving a national address at the end of the pandemic. What would you say to your community? I chose this topic because it was the one I understood best, and I thought I would be able to come up with something really cool and relatable, so I got down to writing. The title of my essay was, There Was a Pandemic. I wrote the main draft and sent it to my friends. They gave their opinions, suggestions, and corrections. I went back to edit and sent a few more edited drafts to them, and they gave their feedbacks. It was pretty hectic because I started late, and it was almost the deadline. I finished and sent the final draft to them, and there was no error. So I proofread and proofread. Good thing I love editing. I submitted after about 4 hours before the entry closed. Yes, about 4 hours. And the essay had over 1,400 words because the maximum number of words was 1,500. Now this competition is quite the deal. Winners from both categories get a full paid 1-week trip to the UK with a guardian. They go on tours and other catchy prizes. Now, I did not know what to expect because when I went on their website and saw past winners and the essays they wrote, to be honest, I felt a little intimidated because they wrote so well and beautifully. Now, due to the number of entries they get globally, results took about 3 months before it was released, and that was the last day of September because I submitted the essay on the last day of June. Now, checking my emails is a habit. I check my mails more than 5 times daily. So I woke up on Thursday morning, checked my emails as usual, and I saw a mail from them. Opened and guess what? Ha! I won a gold award from the Royal Commonwealth Society. See, I was elated would be an understatement, especially because I wasn't expecting it at all. In my mind, I'm like, okay, I just might be a pretty good essay writer. So dear listeners, you're talking to the President of the Republic of Mekas. That's the name of the fiction country I used for the essay. And it's pretty funny because when I wanted to write the essay, I knew that I wanted a fiction country, but I did not know what name to use. And then Korede Bello Sukasa Mekasa song played in my head, and I was like, yes, my country will be named Mekas. Hey, so I'm Madam President. Very random, I know, but you know what they say, yeah. Get inspirations from different things. I got mine from the title of a song. Amidst all these, I got accepted as a Millennium Campus Network member for 2021, and presently I'm working on Sustainable Development Goal 3, good health and well-being, with more emphasis on mental health. I also got accepted into the emergency medicine interest group. So let's just say I know the ABCD of emergency medicine. What else? Okay, I tried out a new restaurant with my girlfriends. I did a course on maternal nutrition programming in emergencies, and it was organized by UNICEF. I also had my first yoga photo shoot, and it was awesome. I had tests, which I just completed last week, and presently I'm at Abuja for the NIMSA International Health Student Summit. No, NIMSA International Health Summit rather, and it has been an amazing experience. We'll probably talk about it in the next episode. Okay, whoa, that's quite a lot, but there you have it. A brief recap of things that has happened in the past 11 or so weeks. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to send me your voice messages. I love listening to them. So until the next episode, which will probably be very soon, be good, stay safe, and bye-bye from your favorite podcast girl.